This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On a hospital bed inside a cage of wire mesh and iron bars, that was the image today as President Hosni Mubarak went on trial in Cairo. The spectacle of the Egyptian strongman in an Egyptian court is unprecedented. Mubarak is accused of murder and the deaths of hundreds of protesters earlier this year. And along with his two sons, he's charged with corruption. The former president denies it all. NPR's Mike Schuster has more from Cairo.
It was a moment many Egyptians did not believe they would ever see. Hosni Mubarak in the defendant's cage, a prosecutor reading out a bill of indictment charging him with crimes that could bring the death penalty. The most important are the charges that he ordered security forces to use live ammunition against the protesters, and it is alleged he authorized the police and soldiers to run down protesters with their vehicles. He knew they were unarmed, according to the chief prosecutor as he read out the indictment, but gave the orders anyway.
With premeditation and formed design, acted and killed demonstrators who had demonstrated in protest of the deterioration of the social, political, economical, and security conditions in the country, calling for reforms by demanding the president then to step down and topple his regime.
Simultaneous translation from the Arabic was provided by Al Jazeera English. The bill of indictment was very long and, in fact, named some of the individuals who were killed during the protests, which broke out on January 25th and led to Mubarak's ouster 18 days later. During that time, millions of people demonstrated in the streets of Cairo and many other Egyptian cities. Many of those killed died from gunshot wounds. Mubarak's two sons, Gamal and Ala, are also on trial with him. The three have been indicted for various acts of corruption involving prime real estate in the seaside resort of Sharm el-Sheikh and a natural gas pipeline that delivers gas to Israel. Details of those deals were also specified in the indictment.
In his capacity as the president of the republic then, he accepted for himself and for his two sons five villas valued more than 500 million Egyptian pounds under sham sale contracts.
The court procedure began at 10 in the morning and lasted for more than 3 hours. Mubarak was lying on the hospital gurney in the cage the entire time. He spoke only once, in effect, to plead not guilty.
You have heard the charges leveled against you by the prosecution. What can you say? What's your response? All these accusations, I deny them all.
Mubarak's two sons also denied the charges against them, as did the former interior minister, Habib al-Adli, and six of his aides. They were also charged in the deaths of the protesters. The case against Mubarak also involves relatives of the victims who died during the protests. Many of them have initiated lawsuits against Mubarak and the other defendants. The relatives of the victims were represented in the courtroom today by dozens of lawyers. And the chief judge gave them much leeway, not only to petition the court to include certain individuals as witnesses or to authorize additional items of evidence. The judge also allowed them a certain amount of speech-making in the process, as with this lawyer who called for the ultimate sentence.
In addition to the articles of accusations, I joined the prosecution in their demands in the bill of indictment to apply the severest punishment upon the accused.
This is not a jury trial. A panel of three judges will hear the case and render a verdict. How long the trial will last is not at all clear. Mubarak's case will resume on August 15th. That of the former interior minister continues tomorrow. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Cairo.